today.
Right, Steve. Podcast 56. We'll skate over Newcastle like a turd in the street.
Playmate frequent, sir.
What, are you confident?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. You know Axel's got injured in the warm-up, so Rocco's coming, apparently.
True.
Come on, it's the Scousers. We've got to win.
We will win. Harry Maguire scored only time. United should win. 54.
Have to... Are you going to Serbia?
No, I wish I was, but I think Den Haag took me about a week to recover from.
I didn't get a ticket for that. On 9 credits and didn't get a ticket.
That's
because you're old as fuck.
Red News United fancy Newman out today.
What do you think about United right now?
Red News United fancy Newman out today.
It's Phil.
Yeah.
So I'm putting you on the spot here.
We've got to start again, haven't we?
Newman out today.
Would you give Ollie time?
We've done the tried and tested, haven't we? And it's failed miserably. To be fair.
Barney boy. Team Belgrade. Barney.
Need to...
Red News United fancy.
Need to start again. Spent too much money, bought too much crap.
I agree with it. And no, I think if we don't, then we're here in a year's time with another manager.
We'll just go through the same loop, yeah. Don't we? And who's available?
No.
Red News United fancy Newman out today.
For me, the plane isn't a bad thing because Woodward's feeling the pressure. He's doing interviews. He's feeling pressure.
He's briefing.
That's what he should be. Right, take it. Enjoy the game, mate. 2-0, I think. 2-0. Right, are you in the Stretford End today?
No, I'm not in the. No,
what do you
I'm
think?
In
You're on the podcast.
Do I think about the game?
Yeah, everything.
Well, about everything, just generally.
United wise.
I think that if there's a day we're going to show up, today's the day we're going to do it, hopefully, anyway.
And Ollie?
You've got to give him time. The three signings he's made have been the best three signings we've made in the past kind of 3 or 4 years. So if you look at it like that, then you've got to say...
Hi, Brian.
You've got to say he's a victim of the situation, isn't he, really?
Who do you blame then? I blame Woodward.
Obviously. Woodward, yeah. Woodward's out of his depth. But, you know, it's not just that. It's ownership. The owners...
We're just going.
It's deep rooted. We need a director of football. Woodward, he seems like he's too arrogant. He doesn't want to get one. As long as we're making money. I saw some quotes this week. I know he did some kind of interview or something. I don't blame Ollie, but I don't like the football at the moment. But I'm not. We can't just keep changing the manager. We've got to give him time, and we have to buy some players in January. We've got to buy the players he wants to bring in and then take it from there. Some of these kids he's playing out.
That's common sense. How many pints have you had?
I've not had that many, actually.
That's what I was going to say. That's really. Got to say your name just so people know.
It's Jake.
Right, Jake, we've met before, but nice. Right, enjoy, mate. Thanks for that. Thank you. Paul, Axel's got injured in the warm up, apparently.
Really? Well, yeah, I've seen the team. It's horrific. No, it doesn't make good read.
I was young with
playing?
A buzz.
Where's Young
playing?
I don't know.
Is he playing five at the back, or is that the theory, or Young? He can't be playing Young now, why?
I was shocked
buzz.
And stunned if he's playing Young in midfield.
I woke up excited.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I'm just... what are you obviously going to wake up? If you wake up, just... If this... I don't know. But there doesn't seem the buzz. A bit... But
no,
it's like
dead in town. You wouldn't know.
It feels like it's Moyes-esque, you know. Just resigned to our fate, which is a horrible.
As I said in the mag, mate, is it could potentially be gone within the month. You know, it's just bad times at the moment.
Prediction then.
The way this season's going to go, we're probably going to end up getting a draw or something today. But as I said, could be all over with it within a month.
Brother, you're on the podcast.
Right, all I can say is I hope we beat them fucking thieving bastards today. Right.
You've seen worse, you've seen better. What do you think about United right now?
I just think the Dave Sexton ears were the worst ears I've ever seen for watching football. Going to Ipswich away and losing 6-0, and they missed two penalties. I came back distraught, and that turned me into football violence.
Over and out. I think that might be edited. Right, Steve, can I come here for a sec? So, we'll skate over Newcastle, like it's a turd on the thing. But you're delusional, you know. Maguire's going to get a hat-trick of headers at 50-1.
But I woke up buzzing.
I'm buzzing. And then I've seen
and
the
then
team.
It's slightly like it had been away.
The thing is, I was talking to my dad and he was, well, if we got someone else, and I was like, well, if you get someone else, you're going to have the same problem in a year's time. And if results do turn with a new manager.
Go on, Steve.
So, yeah, if you get a new manager in and results turn, it just means that Ed thinks everything's all right. And then we're all right for 6 months and he's talking to Steve. And then we're in exactly the same
position. I'll mention it. I'm glad I mentioned it. You just said we're going around in a circle endlessly. Same thing, we're saying the same things we know about the Glazers, we know Woodward's an incompetent tosser. We're not. I don't know.
Let's see.
Saying yesterday, you know, our pressing has been very good. His pressing's been non existent really since Southampton.
I'm not entirely sure.
And he said, Newcastle, I won't change the tactics, but why not? If something's not working.
It looks today.
Right. Maybe he has. Right, okay. Hang on. Right, I've got to take this down to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Your trainers, are they pink? Were they in the sale? They must have been. Yeah, there's a reason that they're in the sale.
To enter.
Yeah, just scream some abuse.
Oh, I know, I'll do that anyway. It won't be as bad as the Suarez.
That kid next to us, it was either made him or broke him.
But he's never been back since.
Right. I'll just never be back.
Yeah, Steve, serious prediction. I'm going for
2-0 United.
Right, good. We've said that.
I've quite enjoyed it, to be honest. It's the thing that we're struggling with is obviously the quality, the effort seems to be there today.
The first 30 minutes I thought we were doing really brain dead things, and you said, well, some of them are brain dead footballers. Fred, fucking
brain dead.
But we asked to fucking change the tactics, and he's done something different here. We look a bit more, still look solid at the back.
All I wanted him to do is have a goal today, and so far they have done. I think it's really noticeable that just some players just aren't simply good enough, but it's nothing that we don't know, is it?
Yeah, but we've got Rashford back, and you look at his run for goal.
We needed that. I think we needed that for a bit of sort of motivation. I think
we need this.
Yeah,
we've got to win.
I think Danny James has looked all right today. Nervous for the second half, though, because they're going to come out and have a goal. They've been poor, I think. Danny, who sits in front of us, has been saying they've controlled it. It's obvious that they don't like being pressured. They've made a few mistakes as well, but and they've all, I think I remember them having one attempt at goal. That's obviously going to change in the second half, so another couple of goals. Hopefully Maguire will get his head on one.
You're on the podcast now. Come on.
Is that Billy Coleman?
He's about fucking half the size of him. He's open to come.
He does look like Billy Coleman. I don't understand. I mean, if we end up winning, I might actually watch it after the day for the change. But did the VAR thing, was it because that Scouser went down before? Is that why they checked out?
I don't care.
No, I don't care. And the handball thing, I mean.
They're fucking raging.
Oh, yeah, that's what I prefer. Any day at week.
Right, I'm going to say this.
What are you
your hopes and dreams. But today, you've got one seat, you can't move.
Always got to sit in the same seat, Steve. Never, ever, ever change.
Gianelli doesn't look really kind of...
So, hi, mate.
I'm going to get pictures of
the atmosphere. It's been all right.
It's been all right.
And here they come. All right, come and stay. Prediction.
Another goal, United.
Hi guys, it's just Nick Seller here. Barney's asked me to say a few words yesterday on the game, the draw against Liverpool. Spoken here last year about playing the Scousers. I know, first of all, people love it and they look forward to it every single year. For me, it's just a day of dread for me. I hate it, even if we win. I don't like being anywhere near them. I don't want to be in the same ground as them. I hate it when they drive past on the bus and usually throw piss out. I hate all of it. The whole day is just an absolute dread. But yesterday I thought, you know, it almost felt like a loss coming out, which, you know, it's nice to complain about, I suppose, in a way. Instead of coming out and feeling miserable like we have been doing, we're coming out feeling miserable because we felt like we probably should have had a little bit more, you know, with their goal coming so late on. I mean, yeah, they had plenty of possession. I don't really think they had any massive threats for us, though. One or two chances maybe just went just a little bit wide for them, but I thought the formations worked well yesterday. I thought it was a nice, interesting setup. I was a bit worried at first when I saw it, but as the game went on, I thought McTominay and Pereira were great in the first half, and you know, as they had to be, you know, especially against such a dominant Liverpool side. I mean, I've been critical of Pereira ever since he's ever been in the team, really. Certainly every game so far this season, but finally saw a bit of what Ole must see of him in training. You know, I always thought he was performing sexual acts on him to get into the starting 11, and I thought yesterday finally was a little bit of something that he could build on maybe as a performance. You know, he ran his socks off, put a few big challenges in, and you kind of need that against the Scousers to get the crowd going, and I thought he did his bit really well yesterday. He still lacks going forward, but I did think he put in a very good performance yesterday, as well as Wan-Bissaka. I thought he was fantastic as well. You know, James and Rashford look like they've got a good link-up play as well, not just with the pace, and that was great to see as well. A couple of other points, though. I still don't get it personally. I don't know what it's all about. There was three reviewable incidents yesterday, and only one was announced on the speaker to let us know really what was going on over the Tannoy anyway. I mean, I always keep forgetting that it's never meant for the match going fan. It's not a dig at anyone that doesn't go to the games or anything like that, but it's not there for those people that are at the game, a bit clueless about what's going on and that. But to be fair, I suppose I'll be a bit quiet today without it, because we would have got beat if it weren't for VAR anyway. Thought Klopp's meltdown in the area for the build-up to our goal was fantastic. He's throwing his toys well and truly out the pram, water bottles flying here, there and everywhere. Hopefully that can be the start of their meltdown this year. And we could say that it started here at Old Trafford, where he still can't win. Ole, credit to him. He set the boys really well. As you'd expect, if you can't set them up for this game, I suppose, what can you set them up for? You know, the squad's so limited, and for them to play as well as they did today was great. I still think Ole still makes his subs far too late. We were screaming yesterday from East Anted to just what he's doing, you know, get someone else on, a bit of fresh legs, just so hopefully we can carry on running around a little bit and try and just get someone on the counter-attack or something, because we were just lacking, you know, that killer pass in the second half, really, which we did so well in the first half. You know, still worried that we're not being able to score more than one goal in a game at the moment. You know, it's going on far too long. If we got a second goal yesterday, it well and truly kills it off, and that's 3 points. And, you know, I know Fred came close in the second half, but you really just want us to get that second goal now. I think everyone, obviously, they were saying that it was going to be a demolition this week for Liverpool. They were going to score 4, 5, whatever it was going to be. It's almost like people haven't seen us play this year. It had 1-1 written all over it for me. You know, we play better against the bigger teams in the league and the better teams in the league. You can see there's more space on the pitch rather than having 11 men behind the ball. I mean, you know, you guys will see it as well. We look clueless when we're trying to break teams down. That's not me telling you anything new. You know, we're unbeaten against the likes of Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea. You know, even Wolves and Leicester are still up there. You know, they're still doing pretty well. We can't beat teams like Palace and Newcastle when they can sit there, and if they get that one chance or two in Palace's case, you know, they're going to get a goal from you. So I thought Rashford impressed me yesterday. He pissed me off at the start of the game. He was doing a lot of shrugging and blaming other people for crap balls and stuff. But when he eventually got his goal, he picked up his confidence. And the first thing he did was chase down defenders from the kickoff of the goal. And I was just thinking, that's the kind of Marcus Rashford that we all know and love. And we want to see more of that. So I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to spark him on for his confidence, and it'd be fantastic if he can go on and try and get another on Thursday night or anything like that. He is the ultimate confidence player. Last 2 points, really. Old Trafford yesterday was fantastic. I thought it was a top atmosphere. Certainly where we were in the East End, it was brilliant. People didn't stop singing all game. I forgot the Scousers were there until they scored. You know, they didn't offer anything. It was one of the poorest away supports I've seen from them in a long time. But yeah, it was a top atmosphere yesterday. So really good one to be Old Trafford for. Before the game, have you seen the Woodward out banner beforehand on the plane? I know some won't like it and they'll think it's sad. Personally, for me, I think something's got to be done. You know, the key is raising awareness. You know, people are starting to realise and switch onto this mindset about it. So, you know, he obviously managed to get rid of Moyes, didn't he? It was one of the things that people started getting on the back of. And I think that this can only really be a good thing. And one thing's for sure is that the Glazers, they're not going to like seeing that whatsoever. Overall, though, 100% better to be disappointed to not have won rather than been complaining like we usually have been. You know, we come out moping, this, that and the other, but we're complaining because we didn't get a win. And that's good. That's changing mindsets, which is really, really refreshing. Hopefully it was something, again, we can take into Belgrade on Thursday. That'd be great. Something to feel good about going into a game for once, really, because Lord knows we've not had that since about August, really, have we? Positives, though, you know, Martial's back, which is great. Can only help the attack, and allow Rashford, he'll help James take a bit of pressure away from them. Hopefully he can get some minutes on Thursday and even a goal. Final point, though, enjoy Belgrade, those who are going. It's going to be a class trip. Very jealous. And thanks to all those people that bought the mag yesterday. We really, really do appreciate it. It just speeds up selling when you stood there for 3 hours in the cold and the wind or the rain or whatever it is. We massively appreciate it. Anyway, cheers, guys. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next game.
So it's Monday after the game, and sorry this podcast is a little bit disjointed, but it's really hard sometimes when we're selling, when we get an opportunity to do it, and then those 4:30s are right bastards with timings, trying to get home so you don't land the next day. It's so this one's a bit of a mess, but that was Nick. I hope he's done what I asked him to do, and now I'm doing the podcast with the person I love making love to the most, which is just me. So a few thoughts I'm going to whitter on. I thought yesterday was encouraging. I'm not getting carried away. It wasn't great, but we did okay. And as I keep saying, for now, okay is enough. And there were more positives than negatives. And the good thing is, when I got the bus after the game, everyone was gutted and felt a bit flat, like a kick in the bollocks. But that's good, because as I put on Twitter, I think we've been lying down, having our tummies tickled for too long. We should feel gutted. That's where Manchester United should be, that we feel disappointed that we haven't beaten. Fuck where they are. United shouldn't go into any game with a Moyes-esque, you know, like that 3-0 defeat. Oh, we're going to lose today. I hate that. But the mood before was realistic, that we're going to have it tough. But I didn't like the we're definitely going to lose. We should never go into any game. So, and I said, you know, I was a bit worried after Newcastle when Ollie said, I think I'll stick with what we have, because if things aren't working, then it's time for a tactical change. And we don't need to be, if you're going to be a good team in this era, I think you have to change your tactics up. You don't go with a set system every time, because you can be found out. And if it isn't working, then change it up. I'm not saying three at the back, you know, will always be the way, but maybe against big teams. And it certainly sort of unsettled Liverpool, and I don't think they quite knew or expecting it. I'm not going to log on and check Opta stats, because that's the way to insanity. But I did think Wan-Bissaka's running, it was just endless. And from bloke coming back from an injury to do that, and that should be a benchmark for all the players to think, wow, that is incredible. So it helped our whole system with him doing that. And Young did all right, and he's done all right, actually. You know, he's not, he is what he is. Get used to it. We want better, but he's done all right recently. And I thought, actually, the last two league games with Arsenal and that have been more encouraging. It's the away form that's been a bit of kick in the bollocks. We haven't won again. We haven't scored more than one goal. There are the negatives for me are sort of yesterday showed we are victims of our own weaknesses, really. That is as far as you can take us against a good team, really, because we held back for the last 30 minutes. And I get that Ollie thought that was the way to win that game. But there was a cross, I can't remember earlier, where it beat all our players. And you just think you are sort of holding on for the inevitable here. And I did think 10 minutes to go, we might hold on here. But you play like that, United in even our greatest eras were difficult to hold on like that. So I would have liked to have seen Ollie made a change early. I think his subs, he delays. And I'd have brought Martial on to put a bit of pace. But as I said, positives, I thought Maguire was very good. James is like the Brucey bonus. He worries defences, even if he comes and drifts in and out of games. When he gets the ball, suddenly he's running. He can beat the man. And that changes. And the goal was just great. Rashford's movement was superb. And that will do. You could see what it did for his confidence. One solitary goal can do that for a striker. We can debate whether Rashford is going to be the player to score 30 goals. But his movement for that goal. And then suddenly he was up for it again. The pressing, I was a bit baffled with Ollie saying it's been very good. Sort of yesterday showed that we did some parts very well. Then it sort of disintegrated. And then it came back, and whether that's Ollie going, come on. But the players, if they're going to buy into this, you can't just pick and mix when you're going to do it. You can't just be half-hearted with that approach. But, Liverpool aren't... Take Salah, Mane and Dick Van Dijk out of that side, and they're not fantastic. They're just a very good sum of all parts, team ethic. And that isn't... If you buy into what Ollie's trying to do, that isn't a million miles away if you do have two very good windows from achieving and getting rid of the deadwood. Obviously, Pereira, again, he's not going to shake the world up, but if he can, if he's not a world beater, if he can find his own niche and with that energy, then you don't mind for now if you can see Pogba coming back into it. For me, Fred, I mean, what is Fred? He's just, I know he tries, but he is endlessly trying to give the ball away. And I thought we did that in the first 30 minutes. We just kept giving the ball away. But he just cannot keep it. He's the only Brazilian, you know, the football's tied to his foot. Is it fuck? I thought Scousers' atmosphere, their end was shit. They could have come, forget their bollocks balloons. They could have come and lorded it up. They've got a European Cup number that, much as I'd like to think, I won't see us overcome, and they could have lauded it. And they just stood there like, I don't know, how could you... That's just baffling. So anyone who'd ever compare their away support to ours. In the background, we've had Woodward. Obviously, I say he should be sacked in this issue, and I've got a suggestion that I think if the Glazers had a real clue, apart from anything from just making money and taking their Darcy loans, is I would get David Gillin as an interim, set Woodward free so he can go back to his Bunsen burners. And I would look Gill to look for footballing men to get that system working again, because it all stems from there. And you can start from the top to start planning. But obviously, I think Woodward's unsettled because he's doing all these briefings. I think he's unsettled. He wouldn't be doing it, which is a good thing, because if he's unsettled, it might just be giving them a poke up the arse to think, well, maybe we should reassess his role. The build-up to the match was, I put a cover that suggested that our online fan base and everything about United is toxic, and then saw the responses on my Twitter, and it looked toxic, acting toxic. Brilliant. Thank you for that. So some of the abuse last week was just ridiculous. I switched off, didn't even look at my notifications. What's the point of that? You know, and then I've seen today someone saying disgraceful match going fans. I mean, I get that my group hug John Lennon peace for all kind is not going to fucking work, but Jesus, match going fans are not the enemy here. Match going fans, we just do what we've always done, and we do voice concerns, so it's how we get to the next level, all of us. But if you start abusing us, then it's just fucking bonkers. So it's the key for is not playing Liverpool at home. We're not a 1980 side. That's all that matters. I did feel confident yesterday when I woke up, because I thought we've seen worse United sides beat better Liverpool sides than this. But the key for our week, whether we like it or not, is Norwich and Bournemouth. We'd want the League Cup, obviously, but those two games are huge to get the away win. And it said a lot that I was watching soccer Saturday and I was actually fucking thinking, how have Southampton got on here? How does that affect us in the league table? I didn't want to join in this, can you, United being the relegation zones? But I was actually looking at all those sides' results thinking, I don't want to be there. Just can you imagine the shitstorm that would be? So for now, we are looking at Norwich as not a six-pointer, but a fucking get the 3 points, please. We've got to, for Ollie's sake. In the build, I've ignored much of football. We were having a bad joke session on the Sellers WhatsApp just to fucking take our minds away from the impending doom that we all thought. I thought the best was, what's better than Ted dancing? Ted singing and dancing. yeah, sorry about that. But there's a little bit of hope, and it could have been a disastrous Monday morning. But it means fuck all. It's a game that you won't even remember. So how do we build from this? Right, we get Pogba back, Martial. That gives you a little bit more optimism. What system can he find? And how can he get us more creative? That's really, because you could say the side that played yesterday, what you need is Fred, or that position, to have someone who's more dynamic, who's more creative, who doesn't give the ball away, who then can turn defence to attack. And that's what we're so badly lacking. And it'll be our downfall, because all of the doubts and all of the questions are only, I kept saying all season, we're either just ahead of it, just behind it, or just at it. We have got no breathing space all season. This is what we are. We are not a very good squad. We've got potentially good players. We haven't got many great, and we've got possibly one or two world class. But we have to keep ahead of that shitstorm. And how do we do that? It's going to Norwich. So what works? And that's what you hope Ollie and his dynamic team of baldies and oldies, McKenna, are trying to do. So, but we'll be selling the mag. And as ever, thanks so much to everyone who bought the mag. You're always a bit worried after all the shit, but people are nice, even if they don't agree with you. And I always keep saying, in this era, it's all right to have a disagreement, and then you can have a hug, give a drunken kiss, I love you. You know, you don't have to fall out with each other to the extent that you call each other a cunt. It doesn't have to be that way. United should be better. We all can love United and hate the Glazers and love the team, want the team to do well, but want those parasites out. It's not a different, you know, objective. So, right, yes, I hope you enjoyed it. It's a bit of a mismash, but so is life, hey? And I just hope I'm going to do a podcast from probably each one, that each one is progressively happier. It's probably not going to be, but we woke up on a Monday thinking, yeah, we'll take that. Let's see if we can build on it. And that's possibly all right, especially when Ollie, you know, he's fucking aged about 40 years in 1 week. So he'll be happier and we don't all have to fucking feel doom and gloom every day of the week. And I would like to say I finished Deadwood, and that says it all. That's given me more enjoyment after since the start of the season. I've had more enjoyment out of Deadwood than I have United. What a wonderful series. Get on it, everyone. And I thought one of the last things as well, tell him something pretty. That's United all season. Tell us something pretty. We're not going to on this podcast. It is what it is, and United are what they are. But I liked the ending with Utter saying, what can you do? And he goes, that's often the tough one, an age of the larger purpose. And Bullock goes, what is the larger purpose? Laying head to pillow, not confusing yourself with a sucker, far as I ever get. And that's about it. So enjoy your week, everyone. And finally, I would just like to send our love to Brendan, a contributor, a lovely man. And the loss he suffered is just unimaginable. And we're all sending our love and best wishes. And I just think, not to be contrite, but we just love him, mate. And there's a poem by Larkin I thought of with Mum, and he wrote, there's their final blazon, and to prove our almost instinct, almost true, what will survive of us is love. So love to everyone. Thanks.